Welcome once again to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the founder, the executive director, the main man behind the SLMA, the one and only Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. Paul is our producer for SLMA Radio and CRM Radio, the program which follows this one. Today, our guest is David Krieger, president of Sales Roads. David has been on our program in the past. I believe, David, you were on with Jeannie Parker at VanillaSoft a couple of years ago. And he's come and gone, and we've kind of tracked his company, his career. And he's been nominated. Last year, you were one of 10 people selected for Inspirational Leaders in Sales Lead Management. And this year, your name has been put forward again. And we wanted to go ahead and do a personal interview this year on a totally different subject. And our question to you, David, is what are the five important things you've learned in your career?
Great. Well, yeah, thanks. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Jim, and be back on the radio show. And I appreciate the invite. And this is an interesting topic, and it's probably hard to distill it down to five, but I will definitely do my best to see what I can.
Now, to lay the groundwork here, David is the president of Sales Roads. They are one of the nation's leading B2B appointment setting and lead generation providers, and you're out of just outside of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So people know the business you're in. They know you're active in lead generation. They know you're in a high-pressure business because you don't produce, you don't kill it, you don't eat it. So, right? Your people are, and you've been in this business for a long time. So let's get into this five important things you've learned in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the first thing that I've learned is that listening is the key to success for me. And, you know, it actually, you know, the genesis of this for me is the fact that really, you know, and this is kind of interesting. I think people find this interesting, given that I've developed a career, a successful career in sales, is that I, by nature, am introvert. And, you know, I'm not one of those folks who goes out and just has the gift of the gab and goes in and just can carry on conversations for hours on end. And what I've learned over the course of my career is that that's actually a strength, at least for me, and not a weakness. And really what it boils down to is where I thrive and what I am good at and what I'm actually passionate about is listening to others, learning from other people, hearing what they have to say. That instead of being a disadvantage in sales, business, and life, which a lot of people might think of somebody introverted, it's been definitely an advantage for me. So, you know, some examples, you know, just even listening to my clients, you know, on a day-in, day-out basis, the things that we learn from them and when they give us feedback, when they give us ideas, ways that they would like to be serviced, you know, is phenomenal in our client retention and also thinking of new products, new ways to service other clients. Listening to our employee has just, you know, transformed our business, you know, over the past 10 years. The best ideas come from our employees. And in our business, they're on the front lines. They're coming up with ideas. They're telling us what's working from a sales perspective, from a management perspective, from a coaching perspective. And it's really helped our business. You know, and then just, you know, personally, as I learn and meet different people, you know, when I'm in social situations, a lot of times just I could listen to somebody and, you know, when we're having a conversation for an hour, I might not say anything. They'll walk away and they'll say, wow, that conversation with David was fascinating. It was amazing. And I didn't even say anything. And so for me, you know, one of the keys to my career has just been being a good listener, being present in those conversations and hearing what people actually have to say.
And you think this came out of your introverted personality where you just asked more questions because you were more comfortable with it, and pretty soon it turned into a real strength for you?
It did. It did. And you know, as I started my career in sales, you know, people always were like, you're going into sales. And it totally was a strength for me in sales. You know, I had all of my colleagues who were just talking, and I would just listen to the prospect. And that was one of my key advantages because I would hear what they had to say. I would hear the pains that they had. And then I would definitely obviously respond. but I would really listen to them. And that's some of the stuff that I've really instilled in my team. And one of the key things that has led to our
success. Well, that's, yeah. That's fascinating. I'm an introvert myself, which people sometimes don't believe, but I understand exactly where you're coming from. I find the stories that people tell me a lot more fascinating than my own stories.
Exactly.
And especially the part that you covered where you say it's not only the clients, but it's the employees. And it's getting the best ideas and how you also take this into social circumstances. It's really quite interesting. Okay. Number one was listening is the key to your success. What's the second most important thing that you think you've learned?
Second most important thing is just to get action. And I actually have taken that phrase from, I read a biography on Teddy Roosevelt, and he used to say, get action. And a lot of times, you know, I am introspective. I think things through. But at the end of the day, as an entrepreneur and in business, it really is just about getting action, making things happen. And sometimes, you know, I will see myself maybe dragging and thinking about things, and I'll just say to myself, get action, and just go do it. And I've found that I've had a lot more success when I am actually getting action and maybe underanalyzing just ever so slightly. You don't want to completely underanalyze the situation before you make a decision. But I have more success underanalyzing slightly than overanalyzing and not taking action. And so for me, that has been extremely important in building my business, being an entrepreneur, and making things happen for our clients.
So the key word is get out and make things happen. When did you learn this? Was it early on in your career? Is this what's driven you in every job you've had, that people liked this good get action personality of yours?
It wasn't. It hasn't been throughout my career. It's something that I've learned over time. I've always known, for me, I actually was more, and still am, analytical. It's not that I'm not analyzing situations. But throughout my career, I think I would overanalyze things. And I think early on that held me back. And I wasn't able to achieve the potential that I could. And actually, by starting my own business and reading and thinking through things and trying things and, you know, taking it sometimes a little bit of a leap of faith that I'm just going to go and make this happen even when I'm not 100% sure I have all the information I need, by testing that throughout my career, I've learned that. And it's really been over the past several years the business that I've learned it. But I definitely didn't have that mentality or think about it in that way early in my career.
Do you remember any times where you didn't take action where you should have? That maybe it's that introverted personality to begin with, that you just overanalyze like an engineer who just wants 100% of all, 120% of the information they need before they move ahead. Can you think of something specific that pushed you over the edge?
I think I could have probably been an entrepreneur earlier in life. I always had lots of different ideas. There were different businesses that I'd be thinking about and talk to my friends about, and I always like, well, maybe it's not the right time. It's not the right time. You know, I don't know if it's going to work or whatnot. And so I think I missed some opportunities, especially, you know, during the whole first internet boom, that I had some, you know, great ideas that definitely have come to fruition in other ways. And really, at the end of the day, we all know, you know, ideas are cheap. It's all about executing and making them happen. And I think maybe I missed some opportunities where I did have some pretty good ideas early on and didn't see them through because I was thinking things through too much. And so it really, the big turning point was when I just decided to start this business, and I was just going to go do it, take a leap of faith after business school, when I had a lot of different other options, and just make it happen. And it's, you know, I have not second-guessed that action since I started this.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Sounds like you've almost got that introverted engineer's personality, but you went to business school too, didn't you? You got an undergrad degree where?
So I got an undergrad degree at the University of Pennsylvania, and then I went back to get my MBA at Wharton at the same school.
Very nice. We have to take a break here for just a moment for a commercial. When we come back, let's hit 3, 4, and 5 and see where this has taken you. Listening is the key to success. And from Teddy Roosevelt, get action. We'll be back in just a moment.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at Validar.com.
We know you rely on your CRM system, and it's usually a love-hate relationship. Most CRM systems, well, let's face it, they're expensive. They're hard to understand. People don't use them properly. And you're probably paying for features that you don't even want. If that's your case, then maybe it's time to simplify. It's time to get more from your CRM. Why don't you go back to the original? Trust Goldmine. We helped pioneer the industry, after all. Goldmine CRM is, well, it's simple, it's affordable, and it's proven. If all those sound appealing to you, if you're just tired of the CRM headaches that you're getting from trying to implement something that's just too complicated, too expensive, and too much for you to figure out, then why not go back to the original? Visit Goldmine today, goldmine.com. And after you do that, why don't you check out Sales Roads? They provide our clients with turnkey simplicity when fulfilling demand generation needs. There's no surprises because everything, including a list, is right there in, provided by the services. Maybe it's basic lead generation and business qualifications, or maybe you need professional appointment setting and sales outsourcing. Whatever it is, Sales Roads has been trusted by hundreds of clients, and you should definitely see if they can't put you on the right path to success. Check out the site, Sales Roads, just like it sounds, SalesRoads.com. SalesRoads.com. All right, back to Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice to hear from our sponsors. We've been speaking with David Krieger. He's one of the nominees this year for the 40 Inspirational Leaders in Sales Lead Management Program. He's been a guest on SLMA Radio in the past. He's president of Sales Roads, and he's been sharing with us the five important things he's learned in his career. The first two, listening is the key to success, and he gave us some good reasons for that, and how he overcame his introverted personality to become a good listener, which helped in his clients, his employees, got great ideas in his social situations. And then he went into his favorite phrase, get action, something you had read, I think, from Teddy Roosevelt that said, get action. At the end of the day, action is more important than just sitting or thinking on it, and it's held you in good stead. Great. What's number three, David?
Number three is less is more, but repeat, repeat, repeat. And that's something I try to instill in our team. And what I mean by that is, and this is something I'm actually writing a blog post on now, it should come out in the next week or so. I read the book by Gary Keller called The One Thing. And what he argues is that really one of the keys to success in business and in life is figuring out what that one thing is that is the most important thing that you can do at that moment. And by doing it, it will make everything else easier. So, you know, a lot of times we're thinking about all these different things we can do, but a lot of times it really is, there's one thing that if you get it done, you achieve it, it's going to really propel your business career, and it's going to propel or make your personal life more satisfying. And so, you know, we do a lot of sales coaching, right? We coach our team, we coach the agents on a consistent basis. And one of the things we found is that over the past few years, as we would do sales coaching, we would listen to their calls and talk to them about the issues that they were having. And we would try to give them all these different ideas, come up with all these ways that they could change. And then they're going to come out of our office and implement all those things and become, achieve their true potential. But a lot of what we found is that after a few days, if not a day, most of those things were forgotten. If not all, and they were back to their old habits. And so what we've been really working on is in our sales coaching to diagnose one thing. What is the most important thing? And we spend most of our energy as coaches thinking through and trying to dismiss all the other things that they could be doing that aren't as important or aren't as important to fix. And what is that one thing that will really propel them and make them more effective as a sales executive? And so we really do think less is more. If we can distill that and really explain that to our reps, it's easier for them to digest, it's easier for them to remember, easier for them to actualize. But still, even when we do one thing, we repeat it, we repeat it, repeat it. We ask them about it, we Slack them about it, we talk to them about it on our weekly meeting. And that type of mentality and approach has been very effective in what we do and just in all the different things that I do on a day-to-day basis.
So it becomes a habit for someone.
Absolutely. It's one of the ways to instill a habit. Absolutely.
And if they agree to that one thing, so I imagine your coaching requires that you ask them a lot of questions. They admit to that one thing, because most people know what they can improve. And you get them to focus and agree to focus on that one thing, and it becomes a habit, and they improve.
Absolutely. And I'll just tweak a little bit what you said. Is that one of the things we also try to do is we ask them lots of questions, like you said, but we try to guide them to diagnose their own one thing. And the best coaching sessions are when they come up with their one thing, and it's their idea, and we agree with that idea.
And you use this on a personal basis, on a daily basis, to run your business. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So that's the manifestation of how we've leveraged it in coaching, but I try to do it as much as possible in my business. There are so many things that come across my plate. All of them are urgent or important for the most part, but not all of them are equally as important. And so I really try to distill, and I have on my desk every day, I have written what is my one thing for that day. And then I have other little things that I have to do, but I really try to stay focused on that big domino that if I push it over, it will make everything else easier for me.
I really think you've got something there. I think Gary Keller's book is, I've heard about it, and I think it's a great thing. It's too easy to get involved in things that we like to do and push the things we don't like to do aside, saying we'll get to them later. So that doesn't enter into the conversation. The one thing, maybe the good thing that you like to do, or not, I love to write. And I don't like to sell as much as I used to, so I don't sell as much. But you're right, and you're saying this really pushes it forward if you put that down every day and say, one thing is today I need a new client. And if I accomplish that, I've got time to do the other things I like to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me see here. What's number four?
So number four is you don't have to follow your passion to be passionate about what you do. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, and I think in society we feel like, you know, follow your passion will lead you. Well, it's sometimes difficult to figure out what is your passion that will also translate into financial success. And what I found is that it's not so much what you do, but how you do it and whether you throw yourself into the task that you are doing. And I, growing up, didn't necessarily read lots of sales books and whatnot, but as I got into it and I got into the sales profession, I got into entrepreneurship and I got into building my company, you better believe I am passionate about, you know, developing myself in each one of those areas. And it's not because I necessarily came to the table because I was previously passionate about it, but I do find that as long as you put yourself into something and understand the goal and understand, you know, what you're driving towards, you can be passionate about so many different things. And it doesn't mean that it's something you have been doing since you were five, playing piano or a certain sport. I think there are so many things people can be passionate about. And if you spend so much time just thinking too much about what is my passion, you can get distracted in a way and not be able to end up doing anything.
What's the definition of a passion? Is it what you like to do? Is it what you get the most satisfaction out of doing? Is it something from your career that you've been successful at? What do you consider to be passionate? Something that's passionate for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think just growing my business and working in my business, I am tremendously passionate about. And, you know, it's being able to do something where you throw yourself into it. You are not necessarily enjoying every single moment, because in everything we do, right, there's difficult points, there's ups and downs. But for the most part, you're enjoying what you're doing. You're enjoying chasing after the goal, whatever that goal might be. And for us, it's building the business, creating an atmosphere for our employees where they are enjoying coming to work and being the best they can be, and then delivering an amazing product and service for our clients. By just pursuing those three different goals, for me, I enjoy my day-to-day life, and I'm passionate about what we do.
Well, that seems to fit in with your first three, too, very nicely. What about number five?
So I think number five is, you know, time and time again, it really does come down to the having the right people, you know, surrounding yourself with the right people in business, but also having the right people in your life. You know, it's kind of, I guess this sort of is bookends, since, you know, I am an introvert, so some people might say, well, you don't need to be around people and whatnot, but that's just not true. You know, I think that at the end of the day, being social and interacting and being with great people and creating great things with people is phenomenal. And our business, you know, the first few years, I felt, you know, I had to do, you know, all these different things, and I sort of touched everything in my business. And it wasn't until I really started empowering my employee to run with different aspects of our business that we really started delivering a product that I was truly proud of, and that we started growing in the way I needed to grow and wanted to grow. And so at the end of the day, it boils down to having the right people around you, that you trust, that you enjoy working with, that you think are smart, and then also on a personal level, being around the right people and having them in your life.
Well, you're the very first of these interviews, and I hope that we have dozens and dozens of these eventually, but you're the very first, and I think it's gone quite well. So it's listening is the key to success. Get action. Less is more. Repeat, repeat, repeat. You don't have to follow your passion to be passionate and having the right people. It sounds like you've really made a success out of your business and out of your life because of these things. Give us a quick paragraph about your company and how someone can reach you.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, Sales Roads is an appointment setting, lead generation, and sales outsourcing company. You know, really what, you know, our clients primarily come to us when they're having trouble either finding the right sales talent, finding the best demand generation strategies, or just are challenged by managing their own internal inside sales. So really, you know, what they do is they outsource the inside sales appointment setting functionality to us, and, you know, we really help them generate more pipeline, accelerate their growth, and at the end of the day, lower their cost for sale. And so the people can reach us at www.salesroads.com, and, you know, we'd be happy to chat with anybody.
We've been speaking with David Krieger, president of Sales Roads. He's covered the five most important things he's learned in his career. David, thank you for taking your time today. You've been most generous to help me understand what's made you a success, and I think you've picked the right five things, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks so much for the invite, Jim. It's always great talking to you, and I enjoy being on the show.
Thank you, David. Okay, Paul, over to you for CRM Radio.
Once again, you've been listening to SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. One of the many shows on the ever-growing Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.